not a real theme, just kind of an intro.
Yeah, a quick one.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming and watching us here. We call ourselves Dice Lore. You can visit dicelore.com to find out all the info. Follow us on Twitch. Subscribe to our YouTube for all the VOD. And we're on all the podcast things if you want to listen. So thank you. We really appreciate you coming on. And thank you to our two most recent followers, the Role Players Guild. You can find them on Twitch. Please follow them as well. And LXKBW, also on Twitch. Please give them a follow. You can find them on our main Twitch page there under suggested streams. So today we're doing this little thing called Roll to Die. It's kind of a half game show, half interview thing. It's a little bit of fun to kind of get to know our players. Today we are talking to the lovely and talented Hal, who goes often by Hal D or Halacious or Hal the Younger. I think Amara might even call you Baby Hal.
Yeah, she does. Or Little Hal.
Hal Jr. Yeah, a lot of names.
Lots of names.
We have to differentiate you from your dad.
So. Exactly, yeah.
But you play Finn in our Descent into Avernus game on Mondays. You play Arlo Jaden in our solo leveling game on Thursdays. And in our new monthly Mouse Guard game, you are Merlin...
Stormwatcher.
Okay. Yeah. I'm still getting to know Merlin. We've only played one.
Don't worry. We've only one session. Right. We're not going to know all our names.
Right. We have too many campaigns going, but it's
exactly.
Fun.
Exactly.
Awesome. So now, I knew you first as Finn in Descent into Avernus. And I think early on there, I was promised that you would be using the kalimba. And actually performing some songs to like impart bardic inspiration. I haven't heard you sing yet.
I know. Well, I'm never going to sing, but I've thought about it.
Yeah.
I think, the big thing of my backstory or that character's backstory is not necessarily that I'm a kalimbus.
Mm-hmm.
It's that a woman that I, you know, met and fell in love with was really big into kalimba. And we kind of worked together. I can play the kalimba, or my character can.
Okay.
But.
There
That's
does seem
more
to be
story.
An instrument behind you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guitar. I play that. But I've considered using it, but I kind of think of trying to think of what songs I would play, right? It's kind of hard. Or like little riffs I would play, right?
Right.
It's kind of, I don't want to, like, every single time I use Bardic Inspiration, play like a 2-minute song or something, right?
You don't want to play like Stairway to Heaven every time.
Yeah.
Free Bird.
Because, what's it called? One I can play is Bard's Tale. That one. I'm not sure if you know that song.
What is it?
It's called The Bard's Tale.
I don't know.
It's I can't remember who it's by.
That doesn't mean anything because I'm not well versed in much.
Mm-hmm. But that song I learned simply because I was like, oh, I'm a bard.
Okay.
The Bard's Tale sounds pretty good.
It does.
I also want to learn one song would be fun to learn for the campaign was Toss a Coin to Your Witcher. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Did you learn that one? Do you know that one?
I actually did start to learn that in the Kalimba, but then my Kalimba, got messed up.
Oh, did
so,
it?
So, I was practicing it, and I knocked over some juice I was drinking at the time, and it spilled right on it, which...
You were rocking out on the kalimba.
Yeah, I was going hard, too hard, and it knocked over on the kalimba and messed it all up. Too sticky now.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, maybe one of these days you'll actually play a song for us.
Exactly, yeah. I'll probably do it. I just need to... It's hard to think of like a 2-second, 3-second rift that I can play. Yeah.
You don't have to limit it to that.
On what's it called? Haley's campaign. She's running with my grandparents. My grandpa's a musician.
Oh, is he?
And he used to be in a band and stuff when he was younger. And he was like a big fan of the Beatles and all that. But when he's playing a bard in our campaign. And whenever he used Bardic Inspiration, he just does a little song. Like,
does he do
mouth.
A Beatles song?
Yeah, or he'll just be like, boop, da, da, doop, da, doop. Just like, God damn it. It's pretty hilarious, so.
I just love that you guys are running a campaign with your grandparents.
Yeah. Well, they've always been nerds, right? So
okay.
It's kind of cool. We've always played board games with them, but D&D has not really been something we've tried.
Right. Mm-hmm. Until now. And it caught on.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun.
Awesome.
We played like a lot of the... Dungeons & Dragons makes like board games a lot more like,
sure.
And I guess heavy rulings and, not as much RPG elements,
right.
per se.
Right.
And we played a lot of those, which are just as fun. And me and my grandma used to play video games all the time as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So they kind of had a feel for what the world of D&D might be like a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally got to role play.
Mm-hmm. And they're liking it so far. My grandma's playing a druid, and she's just super like, oh, I want an animal friendship everything.
Great.
We're just fighting raccoons, and she's just like, oh, hey.
I think Haley called her a hippy-dippy a little bit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
That's definitely
just like Haley, whenever John's cat pops up, she's just like, oh.
It's a kitty.
Yeah, yeah. It's over for five minutes while she stares at me.
Yeah, but I mean, it's more important. Like, what's more important? You know, D&D right, or a cat?
Obviously, cat videos is what the internet was made for.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
All right, well, let's get down to this. Okay, in Roll to Die, what we're going to do is you're going to attempt to get through four rounds of random questions without letting me kill you.
Oh, okay. Fun. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to start off with 5 hit points.
Cool.
Okay. And like I said, there are 4 rounds. Each round, you're going to roll some dice, which are going to determine what the question's about and what the question is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you successfully get through that round, you keep your hit points. If not, you might lose some hit points. If you get to 0 before we get to the end of the game's over and you lose. Now, this is the third episode we've done of this game. Kat was first, and he finished with 4 points, I think. He okay. lost a few, but then he gained them back.
Nice.
John made it through the game without losing a point.
Damn.
So that's the standard.
Well, I'm going to die. That's just like the order of operations.
Well, it's
happen.
Up to the dice, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. It is called Roll to Die for a reason.
It is called Roll to Die.
Yeah. Yeah, I got... my sister and Ryan, or Haley and Ryan, went out, like, to go do some stuff, like, a few days ago, or a week ago or so, and they stopped at, like, a nerd store, and I've been looking for a specific dice recently, and it's just this big baseball of D20.
Nice.
And they got it for me, and I'm pretty happy about that.
Is that, like, a foam stress ball thing, or is
it's hard.
You can actually roll that thing.
Yeah, hear that?
That's yeah. Like a weight to it.
Exactly.
Are you actually going to use that in campaigns?
I mean, I think so. Well, if I don't think Kat allows us to, but
he had mentioned that he was not against it.
Oh, really? Okay, I might have to propose that to him because I'm pretty excited. I would love to use this thing.
He trusts us.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so let's go.
All right. I'm a little rusty at running this game, so and we don't have the budget for a producer, so I'm the one throwing up the graphics.
You are the producer.
Right. Yeah. I think we're going to start with round 1, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Actually, I think we start with round 20. Yep.
Yeah, right. That might take me a minute to get the right graphics up and find the right sound effect.
Totally fine. Take your time.
Okay, so you are going to randomly select one of your dice. So you've got all of your polyhedral dice there, correct?
Yeah, every single one.
So somehow, either close your eyes and pick one up, or let one just randomly drop out of your hand. I just need you to randomly select one of them.
Okay, and let me just make sure I have them all here.
D8, and leave your D10, percentage D12. Die in there, too. So.
Oh, like the 100?
Yeah, the 10, and the one that's like a D10, but it has 10, 20, 30, 40 on it.
Okay, yeah, so both of those. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you can leave your 20 out of it at this point.
Oh, 20. No 20. Okay.
No, 4 through 12 with your percentage.
So I drop one, pick one. Okay. D6.
D6. All right. That is going to be you time. Oh. And the correct sound effect for that is...
Woo!
Yeah. So here's what happens with you time. It's going to be a question about your personal life. Could be any number of categories. We're going to have you roll. Now you're going to roll a D6 to determine what category of your life it's about, and a D20 to determine the question itself.
Okay. So D6 first.
Starting off with an easy one.
Cool. I got 3 on the D6.
Okay. And then a 20?
Oh, whoops. 16.
Okay, that's where the 2 die came in. You rolled 2 die.
Nah,
16, you said?
Yep.
Okay. I forgot to get a prop. Hold on.
Okay.
course, leave it to me to forget to bring something in. And I don't know where it went. Okay. I'll just count. Okay, so I'm going to need you to close your eyes for this.
Okay.
While I count. You're going to have 30 seconds to answer this question. You don't have to close your eyes yet.
Oh.
You can't know how much time has expired, okay?
Okay.
If you fall short of 30 seconds, you lose. If you go 15 seconds over 30 seconds, you lose. So technically you have 45 seconds to answer this. But you have to judge as best you're able where 30 seconds is and finish answering your question then.
Oh, on purpose.
While you're talking.
Oh, I see what's happening.
You only have 30 seconds. And I have a sand timer here somewhere for 30 seconds. I think it's out of reach. So I want to
answer the question before 30 seconds or mm-hmm. by 30 seconds.
Yeah, but not too far before.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a 15-second window on either side.
So 30 to 45, or 15 to 45.
Just 30. Just concentrate on 30. You don't need to worry about the specifics. I'll worry about that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So the question is, and you can close your eyes now, because I'm going to be counting with my fingers on screen.
Yep.
is there any food that you've never had that you want to try?
Oh, man, I've had a lot of food in my life, but I've tried a lot. I've tried snake. One thing I've always wanted to try is bull testicles. This seems really, like, I don't know. Seems like it would be a fun experience. Escargot is something else I want to try. Let's see. Something during cooking. Squid ink pasta or squid ink pizza. It would be pretty interesting. What else? Had oysters. I don't know what else, to be honest. I'm just trying to think about 30 seconds at this point. Oh, I haven't had crab, which is something that's really simple that I haven't had.
Oh, I'm sorry, you went over.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah. When you said, I'm just trying to think of 30 seconds at this point, if you had stopped there, You would have been fine.
Damn it. Yeah. I was trying to think of more.
Nope. You went more than 15 seconds. God. So I'm sorry. You've lost points, my friend.
Oh, dang.
So I'm going to roll a d4 to see how many hit points you lose.
Damn, it's a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Could be.
Could be.
Ooh. Came up with a 3.
Ooh. Uh-oh. I might die.
You are down to... Whoop. No, just 2. You're down to 2 hit points. Ouch.
Ouch. That's a big ouch indeed.
Now, at any point during the rest of the game... you're allowed to drink a healing potion, which will get you 1d4 points back. Okay, but let's see. You rolled d6, right, to choose this question?
Yeah.
So the d6 comes out of the rotation. You can set it aside. You're not going to be rolling that again, so you don't get the same category of question. However, if you choose to use the healing potion, one of the dice that you've removed has to come back into the game.
Okay.
Okay? So far... You could be okay. Well, I mean, unless you lose more than 2 points this next round.
Yeah, I think I'll just heal now. I mean, play it
safe. You're going to go ahead and take your healing potion now?
Yep.
All right, then go ahead and roll that d4.
Okay. Getting a 3. 3 back.
So you're back up to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
I'm guessing you can't go over, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and that means I have to take back my d6.
And your d6 is coming back into the game now.
Cool. Okay. Yes.
All right. Okay, so that's 1 round done. But you've used your healing potion already.
Oh, yeah, that was quick.
Now we're on to round 2. So I'm going to need you to randomly select one of your die once again.
Okay. Do it a different way this time. I grabbed a d6 again.
Well, if you did, you did.
Yep.
Okay. So we are back to... what's wrong with that? You time again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Deja vu.
Yep, same thing.
Go ahead and roll the D6 again.
And yep, then D20.
D20.
4, 7.
A 4 and a 7. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a personality question.
Oh, fun.
Question about your personality.
Uh-oh.
Once again, you have 30 seconds. What is the weirdest thing about you?
Okay.
In 30 seconds. Ready? Go.
Uh-oh. Where does this thing about me? It's pretty hard to answer. I don't know. I'd say I'm probably the weirdest thing about me is that I'm relatively introverted, but at the same time, I would like to be outgoing as much as possible. Like, I'm trying to think about how to say this. I have a lot of friends. Like, I made a lot of friends through, like, online and all sorts of things like that, but we don't really go out at all. We all just play online or talk online, just like, you know, our group here right now. But that's, like, my main form of friend group, right? Is not no one necessarily online. I'm done.
You finished just as I hit 15 seconds beyond. You finished just in the window.
Oh, man.
Nicely done.
Oh, thank God.
Wow. Good job, man.
Mm-hmm. That was close.
you're an introvert who would like to try Squid Ink.
Uh-huh. Yes. Good.
Trying to work that into a campaign somewhere.
Yeah. Squid Ink. Inferred Squid Ink. Yeah.
Yeah, I consider myself an introvert too. I think a lot of us are.
Exactly. Well, it makes sense. D&D players are. But, you know, I guess my... I think we'll how to explain it better as I was saying it, but I couldn't.
it's cool though. I mean, D&D gives
exactly
a place to find our people, right? And mm-hmm. and become less mm-hmm. introverted with one another.
Yeah, so. Us starting to when we use Facecam for D&D, that inspired me to ask my friends if we all want to use Facecams when we play together.
Oh, so you guys didn't actually?
We never use Facecams ever, mm-hmm. and now we are.
That's great.
That after we started playing D&D, so.
That's cool.
It's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah. We started out at first too, before you joined the group,
mm-hmm. just without face cams.
Started on Discord and Roll 20. Yeah. No face cam. Mm-hmm. And then once we started it, like it really sort of blossomed friendships.
Yeah. Exactly. Really cool. Face cams are fun because you can see people's reactions, right?
That's the best part, isn't it?
Exactly. It's like the only best part easily, which is, you know, that's what you miss out on from like local D&D, right?
But exactly.
You just have face cams a little bit better.
I don't know how many times something has happened that's made Haley go like,
great.
And great. We wouldn't be able to see John's cat. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or anyone's animals. At
anyone's
all.
Cat. Right? Yeah. A few dogs thrown in, but it's mostly cats.
Yeah.
All right, nice job, man. Mm-hmm. So we're on to round three.
Okay.
You're two rounds away from survival.
Oh, I love survival.
So you can pull the D6 out of the rotation.
Yep.
There. All right, you got a full cache of hit points here. Let's go ahead and pick a random die one more time.
Okay, so drop one. That's a D8.
A D8 is called... Yeah, where's the button? Where's the button? There it is. A D8 is called... Lie True Me.
Okay.
Lie True Me. The deal with this one is we're going to pick a question, and you are going to have to answer it with the truth or a lie, and I don't get to know which one it is. I have to choose whether you're telling the truth or lying.
Oh, no.
So roll a d4, and we're going to treat it like a d2. If it's odd, you're going to lie. If it's even, you're going to tell the truth, but don't tell me which it is.
So I'm trying to get so
I need to determine whether you're lying or telling the truth.
Oh, okay.
You know whether you're lying or telling the truth.
And what are they again? How does it work again? It's
so you rolled a d4.
Yeah.
If you got an odd, you're gonna lie.
And then even
the question is gonna be a lie.
Even I tell the truth. Okay.
If you got an even, you're telling the truth.
Okay.
Okay. So roll the d8 for me.
Cool. One.
No, don't roll that. Roll the d20. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Roll the d20 to pick the question.
Two. Not much different.
Two. Okay. The question is, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? What's the craziest thing you've ever done? You know if you're lying or telling the truth. I have to discern.
Trying to think. Yeah, I guess that's a good one. When me and my family went to Mexico, we went to a lot of beaches. And I'd say probably one of the craziest things I'd done is I climbed on top of this giant cliff. It was probably about 50 feet overhanging the ocean, maybe 60, 70, something around that range. And I didn't really know how shallow or deep the water was below. And regardless of that, I still jumped.
Head first?
No, not head first, feet first.
The cannonball.
But as I hit the water and I got a little bit deeper, like it was very shallow. And really? It could have been really scary. Yeah.
Spinal injury waiting to happen there.
Yeah, definitely.
I think you're telling me the truth. I think that actually happened. That seems like a thing.
Nope.
I almost went that way. I had a 50-50 chance. All right. All right, you liar. You liar.
Yep.
Liar. All right, fine. You get through round three.
Woo!
5 points still intact. One more round. So you can move the D8 out of the equation there.
So only one more round? Oh, that means I survived the century.
Round
I think
four. You have not survived yet.
Oh, God.
You got to get through this round.
Okay.
There is the potential to lose all 5 points. It could happen.
Is there? Oh, man, no, I didn't realize that.
There is. I think you're going to lose four.
So how about this? If I get a four, I'll die.
No, we don't want that.
Come on.
Oh, you want to try and get through?
I want to see if I can survive.
As though you only have 1 point left. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. All right. Well, even so, you haven't met John's gold standard because you did lose some points.
Oh,
so,
that's a good point.
But still, you could beat Kat here.
I'm not gold.
Finishing with 5 points. So for the final round, go ahead and randomly select another one of your die, remaining die.
And I took the DA out, I believe. Yep. No, it's not. There we go. Okay. Woo! That is a, like the D10, except, you know, 10 or out of 100.
That's your percentage die?
Yeah, percentage die.
Oh, that is called, hang on, let me find my thing.
Oh, no.
D10 or 12?
It was a D10.
10. That's the embarrasser.
Oh.
Ouch.
Okay.
Okay. Fun. So this is going to be an embarrassing scenario for you.
Fun.
Now, I will just tell you, you're allowed to skip, I forgot to tell you before, you're allowed to skip any question at any time. At the cost of half your hit points. So according to the arrangement you just made, that would kill you.
Okay. I guess I...
So I'll let you see what you have to do first, though. Roll your D10 for me.
Okay. Where is it? There it is. Five.
The five. I'm going to have you roll again because this has happened already before.
Okay, cool. Eight.
Eight. You're going to have to answer this question in baby talk.
Okay.
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 Roll your D20 for me to determine the question.
Okay. 11.
What is a movie or show that you like that you'd be embarrassed for people to know?
Okay, let me practice my baby voice real quick.
Okay. Hal is now practicing baby talk. Not sure why it needs to be practiced, but
it does. It's
been a while since you were a baby.
So the question was,
what's a movie or show that you like that you'd be embarrassed for people to know about? Adopting your baby Hal persona now.
Yeah, baby Hal persona. I'm trying to think, what is a show or movie that I like should be embarrassing. No. It's kind of hard. I'm trying to think. Honestly, I can't really think of one right
it's
now.
It's kind of hard to be embarrassed by anything, right? I mean, you like what you like.
Exactly.
It's got to be something cheesy you like a soap
opera. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, no soap operas, I'm afraid.
Like you might really love Family Feud or something.
That would be pretty bad.
Or like maybe you like really enjoyed watching Trump press conferences or something.
Afraid not. Definitely afraid. show... Movie. Let's do a different question. I can't think of one.
Really? So you're not embarrassed by anything that you enjoy?
Well, actually, I would say I'm embarrassed by anime in general. But
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've answered the question without using baby talk.
Oh, fuck! Damn it!
And now you've sworn, which is an additional point off, so you're down to zero. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Since that seems to have caught you so off guard, and since there's no higher authority on this show than us, go ahead and roll the 20 again. We'll give you another shot at this.
Okay.
It's got to be baby talk.
13. Okay, I'll do baby talk.
And I'll tell you what, if you do lose points on this, it's going to be D4 minus 1.
Okay.
So you could lose all 5 points.
D4 plus 1, right? Oh, I guess
minus
I see what
one.
You're saying.
You're going to lose 1D4 that makes minus sense. 1.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so if you lose any points, you lose by your standard, but you could hit 0 at the end of this.
Yep, we'll see.
So what was your number?
13.
13. Do you consider yourself, Baby Hal, an expert at anything?
That's pretty embarrassing.
I'm gonna give you 5 seconds to start talking or you lose.
Just make something I don't know. I feel like I'm really good at Minecraft. Yeah, that's pretty cool. When I was younger, me and my friends really liked playing Minecraft, and we would build all sorts of cool giant structures, and we had a lot of fun with it. Me and my friends remade like a Greek cathedral multiple times, like the Mount Olympus in Minecraft. That was pretty cool. Okay. But I used to play. I'm pretty good at Minecraft. I'm gonna call myself an
expert
on it.
I'll stop you there. I was going to say that you lose points on that until you said you said something like this. Because other than that, it just sounded like a nerd with a cold.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of how to do a baby voice.
You hit it though. So I'll give it to you.
Thanks.
You keep your points. Congratulations, Hal.
I did it. Great.
You made it to the end with 5 points with a little help, a little bit of help. So there's always going to be an asterisk next to your victory.
Mm-hmm. But it's always going to be a lie. My victory will never be true.
You proved yourself to be a capable liar.
That's the one thing I did.
That's appropriate. You and Tom Brady will always have an asterisk.
Mm-hmm.
So nicely done.
That was kind of a slight, it was kind of a stretched lie. Mm-hmm. I did do it in Greece. But not in Mexico.
So why was the location?
Yeah. It was a trick.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Because you're telling the truth about what you did. Just one little lie. You are an expert liar. That's actually kind of disconcerting. I'm not sure how I feel about you anymore.
Yeah.
Too good of a liar.
Yeah, that was
the secret to a good lie, right? To weave truth into it.
Exactly.
You actually took something that was the bulk of it was truth,
exactly,
and just weaved one thread of lie into it.
That
was awesome. Well, congratulations. You are victorious.
I did it.
5 points
with a little bit of help, sure, but help. I made it.
So well done, man. Thanks for playing.
Thanks. Yeah, that was fun.
Be willing to embarrass yourself.
Yeah, that was great.
And then we'll do it again. And we've got the other thing that Haley just did, the
character,
where you can come on and we'll just BS about one of your characters for a while. So that'll
cool.
be fun.
Yeah, okay. That'll be fun. I had to prepare for that. Yeah, that was fun.
And we'll see you on Monday.
Yep, that sounds about it.
Send into Avernus one more time. Thank you, everybody, for watching. You know, no matter how lame it is, please follow us anyway, because we're trying, right?
Yeah. Trying our hardest.
Thanks, Al. See you, man. Bye, everybody.